This podcast is sponsored by Kinexys Recruit, Ireland's leading digital recruitment agency. Whether you're looking to reach top talent, considering a career switch, or in need of guidance on the ever-changing talent landscape, partnering with Kinexys is a no-brainer. Hey everyone, welcome to the Interview Expert Podcast. I'm your host, Owen Murray, the CEO of YourHire.ie. I will help your business identify, attract, and retain top talent cheaper and faster. Thanks to each and every one of you who come back to listen, learn, and grow. This podcast is where hiring managers from diverse backgrounds share their insights to support you on your interview journey. Join us as we explore tips, strategies, and real-world experiences to help you ace your next interview and land your dream job. In today's episode, join me in welcoming Dan Potts. Dan is a seasoned career coach with over 14 years of experience working with clients from all corners of the globe. He takes a collaborative, creative, and open-minded approach to help his clients explore their passions, lead fulfilling lives, and reach their full potential as both professionals and individuals. As a business leader, Dan has worked with clients across various industries and has extensive experience in recruiting for global businesses. This gives him a unique insight into the hiring process and profile building, ensuring his clients receive real-world insights into their professional journeys and get the most value out of their programs. Dan's commitment to his clients is unwavering, and his guarantee is that he will work tirelessly to help them achieve excellence with positivity, realism, optimism, and a willingness to support their success. If you are ready for a change, Dan will be right there for you, offering his expertise in career mindset and life coaching. Let's dive in. Dan, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Very good, Owen. How are you keeping?
I'm great. How's your week going?
It's good. Busy, as always. Loads going on, but yeah, very, very good, thankfully. Loads happening now in the market, so all good.
Very good. Well, you're very welcome. And just for our listeners, to set the scene a little bit, so myself and Dan met at New Frontiers Phase 1, which is run by Enterprise Ireland. And for anyone out there who wants to start their own businesses and has an idea, I'd highly recommend New Frontiers, who will actually support you develop your business plan. So I'll add a New Frontiers link to the episode, but I just wanted to tell our audience where we met, Dan. We started talking about this podcast and felt that Dan would be a great guest on the show, and he's going to share all his tips and tricks for all our listeners. So Dan, back to you. Would you be able to share a brief overview of your background and your expertise for our listeners?
Yeah, absolutely. So obviously Dan Potts, I CEO and founder of The Career Coach. We actually started the business about 3 years ago. Prior to that, and the reason I kind of went on that journey, really, I suppose, from a career coaching standpoint, is I actually started out my own career not really understanding what I wanted to do, where my own values would really align in terms of the market. So what I wanted to do long term, so that kind of set me on my own journey then of really figuring out what that would look like. Did loads of psychometric testing, went into multiple different roles working across different areas, and that led me to, over time, working in consulting and really building talent strategies with organizations. So I did that both mainly in the UK to begin with, and then branched out into a little bit more internationally, and then did that globally for quite some time, and then came back to Ireland and really looked at the job market here. And as part of that exploration, I identified there was obviously large amounts of opportunities happening and everything else, but there was a little bit of misunderstanding in terms of what the market needed and what was being provided in it, specifically, let's say, from the recruitment to candidates, I suppose, engagement levels and what the candidates could reasonably expect of recruiters and vice versa. So really that's where it kind of opened up a pathway for the career coach, where for us really we focused in on helping those individuals be ready for recruiters, if you like, in terms of being able to present themselves in the right way. And as Irish people, and in general, I don't think that we're naturally very forthcoming or forward in terms of how we bring across who we are and the value we can bring to an individual, to a company. And I think that's probably the biggest challenge for most people, is actually being talking about themselves and the unique value that they can bring. I think that's always a challenging area for most people, where they think they might be talking themselves up too much, not able to deliver, whereas actually the converse is true, that we don't talk about ourselves enough and talk about the value we can bring, because actually we're very, very good at delivery. And that's not just here, that's the UK, that's actually internationally as well. So for ourselves, really, where we focus with individuals is helping them figure out, number one, where their unique value is. Number two is actually putting in the right strategies that they have, or that they need in order to be successful, and then applying that with the right effort gets them the right results. So we've been doing that over the last 3 years, and it's been going pretty well, thankfully, getting the right outcome for people, and really looking at how we accelerate their progression.
Fantastic. So you mentioned something there and your unique selling point. And that's actually something that, you know, I say to my clients as well, is that you need to understand what that unique selling point is and be able to sell it in interview, right? That, you know, that makes you different than the next candidate that they're going to interview straight after you. So you kind of touched on what I was going to ask, but I'm going to ask anyway. What do you think sets apart successful candidates during an interview process from the rest? On?
Yeah, I think the unique selling point, I think, is a really important piece. But I think the biggest thing is those that have done that preparation to figure that out, right? So if some people feel can figure that out naturally, they can understand it's a combination of multiple things. And while we all, in the same way, some of us might follow a similar pathway in terms of education or experience, we might all have those similar steps. It's actually how it impacts us as an individual and our personality combined with those experiences is really where our unique selling point comes from, and how we think about the world in our unique way, and they're trying to align that with the right company. So I think while it's a really important step to get that unique selling point, it's also figuring out the companies that you're trying to align with. Because if your unique selling point is very creative and everything else, and you're going to apply for a company that's not really about the creativity side or the innovation side, they're more about following the repeatable excellence they already have in place, then that's not going to be the right area for you. So no matter how good your unique selling point is, it's not going to align with that business. So I think it's the marrying of your unique selling point with the company's objectives and what they really promote as their key values, I think, is always going to separate the right candidate. So the perfect people that get that right, the balance with that is always going to get the right outcome.
So are you saying then that maybe, for example, if a candidate is applying to a company and they feel their unique selling point would not maybe potentially add value to that business, should they not apply, do you think, or what do you think they should do?
Yeah, I think it's a fair question and something we get asked regularly, right? So in some respects, people would say, no, you should always apply and all this sort of stuff. I actually disagree. I think it's not about trying to be all things to all people. I think it's about leaning into who you are as an individual and looking at the business and being strategic with that. And sometimes that does mean that there's opportunities that you feel that are suitable in terms of the characteristics of the role or the responsibilities and deliverables of the role, but ultimately aren't actually going to align with you as an individual or help you grow. And I've had that scenario myself. So obviously won't go into detail of the areas, but I interviewed with a number of different businesses when I was coming back into the Irish market. And one of the big things, I obviously stepped into the recruitment field for a while, and I met with loads of different businesses. And while there was loads of opportunity in certain organizations, the characteristics and the values of that business didn't align with my own. There was nothing to say that was wrong with theirs or mine. It was more about that marrying together. My unique selling point ultimately could work for them, but was that going to make me follow the right career path and develop in the right way? Possibly not. Would I have added the right level of value that I could possibly add to that organization? Possibly not. So it's really about trying to figure that out. And having gone through that pathway, that's really what we bring into our coaching as well, is how do you identify that? How do you understand what that is? What kind of questions could you ask to figure that stuff out during the interview process? Because everything might be brilliant in terms of the interview process as well. And sometimes we don't know those areas until you get into the interview process. So it's a constant evaluation process that you could be going on from when you look at the job description right up until you get to the stage of the final round interview, providing you get to that stage, and figuring out, is that process for you? Obviously, if you can identify that early on in the process, all the better, because it saves you time and allows you to focus on the right opportunities.
I'd love to hear, Dan, like someone who maybe went through that whole process with you, so reached out to the career coach and you know, dealt with someone there and maybe didn't know how to sell themselves or even knew what their unique selling point, and maybe what result they got to. Have you any kind of story to share like that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I'm sure you won't mind me saying he's a close friend, I'd say, nearly in some respects now. I worked with him over the last few years, and he's been on quite a good journey himself. So there's an individual, Faison, actually, who approached us, who was stepping out into, he'd worked in multiple different contracts, very much in the financial field. And one of his biggest challenges was, and where he was falling down in the interview process, is he was seeing the fact he had done multiple contracts as an issue, and that's the nature of that field, specifically at the early stages, where you have to win and do certain contracts in the AML or KYC arena. And that was becoming a roadblock for him in terms of his own mindset going into the interview and the results he was getting. But as soon as we actually flip the narrative, should I say, in terms of how we approached it, because actually when you look at, if you've done multiple contracts, you're, as any contractor will know, you're constantly under the cost to actually deliver much quicker. You don't have the same ramp-up time. You don't get the same onboarding timelines or anything else. It is immediately into the role to deliver to the right KPIs and SLAs. And that actually means that you have to run at a really quick pace. So when we flipped the narrative for himself and actually looked at it as a positive instead of a negative, and actually started talking about, well, actually having landed into these roles, delivered this value in this role, then moving on to these other arenas or these other companies, and working in slightly different arenas, it allowed him to have a broader breadth of experience, being able to deliver in multiple different fields in a much quicker time frame, which actually meant that he was a more competent candidate than those that had spent 3 or 4 years just in one role, because they only had seen part of the process rather than the impact of that process in terms of their unique that they were following across the business, which meant that they understood end-to-end what value they were delivering and how to do it quicker. So he actually secured the role on that basis. And now since then, he's gone on his own pathway and really figured out what he wants to do. He's very successful in that role. And he's actually followed his, he's actually now changed careers completely. And we've helped him on that pathway as well. But it's always a very interesting thing. How we perceive potential negatives in our past or our experience isn't necessarily the truth in what's actually being seen in the market, or how you can actually portray it in the market in the right way. So again, we're a little bit negative by nature, so sometimes looking at it in that way is natural. But at the same point, it's about how we articulate ourselves is actually going to get the right outcome.
Yeah, I think that's great. And I would imagine that maybe one of your coaches sat down with that, with your friend, the person you're talking about, and actually discussed that with them and had those sort of open conversations, right? So they, I think there's something, you know, called self-awareness here that we're kind of touching on. And sometimes candidates that are interviewing aren't self-aware and don't know these things about themselves, right? Maybe need support from someone else to find that out and then deliver that in an interview process, thereby, you know, and it could be the reason that that person gets the job, right?
Exactly. And I think that, like you said, it's that process of kind of exploration, obviously having the first step in that scenario for himself to reach out for ourselves and understand that they weren't getting there in the right time frame, or they weren't getting the right outcome. They couldn't understand what it was. And funny enough, the biggest challenge they felt that they had was actually one of their biggest strengths. So it's understanding how that can be articulated in the right way, and making sure that you don't have these things naturally impact you or have them in the back of your mind that's actually leading you down a negative track, as opposed to actually looking at how it can reinforce your profile and the positive impact you can have on a business.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just about understanding that about yourself, isn't it?
Fantastic.
Dan, what advice would you give to? So I work with a lot of clients myself that come to me who have been rejected, you know, by a multitude of companies. Their job seeking could be going on for 6, 9, 12 months. And unfortunately, what you touched on it there yourself, you know, negativity can set in, right? And your motivation can dip. What advice would you give someone like that who, you know, has been rejected a multitude of times, has gotten to face-to-face interviews, but now their motivation is a bit flat? What would your advice to someone like that be?
Advice, keep going. It's always providing it's the right pathway and what you're trying to follow, of course.
Yeah.
But in terms of, I guess, the challenges, right, in when we're looking at people that have been out, and we've had similar scenarios and people approaching us all the time in that sort of scenario where they're finding it really tough in the market. They're getting those constant rejections. Sometimes there's a multitude of reasons that can happen, right? So if it's a case where they're getting auto rejection, it could be simply a case that it's actually their CV, not them. And we say that all the time, it's not you, it's your CV. But actually it's more in, there's obviously other parts of that, right? So it can be a combination of the approach that they're taking, the businesses they're going for, the strategy they're using. But ultimately it's about trying to assess what companies are they going after? Why do they feel they're the right fit for them? And we have clients that approach us all the time and say, listen, I'm applied to 500, 600, 1,000 even applications. And I was like, well, okay, well, if we pull that apart a little bit, you're applying in a very active way, and obviously you're very eager, and obviously there's a huge amount of work. So we definitely have the right effort going in, but we definitely don't have the right strategy because number one, there's not that many jobs available in that specific sector. So you're obviously just trying to cover a bit of a scattergun approach, and that doesn't really work, right? So really it's about being strategic in what we're doing and go back to that, understanding our USP and the values of the business early on as much as possible and why we would align, taking a straightforward step to convey that messaging in the right way throughout each of your areas, your professional profiles, your CV, cover letter, LinkedIn, making sure that we have consistency and continuity between the messaging that we're saying, the experience we have, the deliverables that we're bringing forward, making sure we're doing those simple steps, tailoring our approach in the right way. And also then, but before we do any of that, in some respect, what I always make sure of is that we do a quick sense check. Are we on the right pathway? Are we realistic in what our expectations are? Are we trying to do too much too quick? And having that honest path, right, and figuring that piece out, or even just with ourselves and pulling that apart, and looking at, do we need to take a little bit of an earlier step or a sidestep slightly in order to follow that pathway? And sometimes that is the case, and sometimes we have to look at, okay, we need a stepping stone before we get to that really ideal role for ourselves, and that's all right. We all have to take those steps at times. But in some cases, we don't. It's simply been the wrong strategy stepping in. So, like I said, the big advice to probably give is, number one, take that time to quickly reflect and understand it. Are we taking the right approach? If we need to take a sidestep, what does that look like? Why are we taking that? How does that lead us back to the right outcome? Because we realistically now, to be successful, we need a career strategy. We need to understand why we're doing what we're doing, when we're doing it, and what that will lead to long term. There's a load of data out there, a load of information that we can pull on. There's loads of career success stories out there that people can see. And of course, we obviously have people with these regularly, but for themselves to be able to take that step. And then once we've done that, it's then plotting out the key things that we're trying, the messaging that we're trying to convey to that business, and make sure that we're seen as a successful candidate or a relevant candidate to that specific role, so we can get the right engagement. Now, equally, there's loads of strategy we can talk about as well in terms of how we can make sure we get to that interview stage, but ultimately starting there, I think, is a really important step.
Fantastic. And I love that word strategy that you're using. So, you know, just on what you said there, to have the right strategy, to know your unique selling point, to ask yourself why we actually align to the business we're applying to get your CV and your cover letter and your LinkedIn right. And then, you know, ask yourself, what are your expectations, right? So a lot to understand there. But yeah, love that strategy piece. You mentioned cover letters there, Dan. I get this question all the time. And you know, being in recruitment for 13 years, I would say I didn't really read cover letters. I would jump straight to the CV naturally as a recruiter. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on cover letters? Do recruiters actually read them?
Yeah, I would say a lot of the time they don't. For sure. In some respects, I'll get people to do a quick, impactful email that kind of covers some of the areas in their cover letter if they don't want to necessarily incorporate it. I think that's always a better approach, because if you're sending it through a platform, it tends to be that step, right? So they'll ask for a cover letter and you need to attach it and look bad if you don't, but actually do people read it? A lot of the time they won't, unfortunately. But what we can do is, if we're sending an email in or applying for certain roles and they want to have information on email, you can copy it into the body of the email. I think works quite well, because it means you get the right information across in a very quick fire way, and if your cover letter is done correctly, and then it leads them to the CV. But yeah, I think most of the time, unfortunately, it's not read. I felt that it probably would have been removed a couple of years ago, certainly in the systems as a requirement, but every business I talk to, they're, no, still wants a cover letter. I was like, cool, do you read it? Not that often, but no, we want to have it just in case. It's like, okay.
Yes.
It's an interesting dynamic that's at play, but I can't see it going for the next little while. But I do think that I don't think it's going to stick around for the next couple of years.
Yeah, I think a recruiter naturally goes to the most recent role, you know, what's most recent, that is most relevant, really, instead of reading the CV or the cover letter, especially if the cover letter is so long, they just don't have time to read it.
Exactly.
So you talked about great ways to build a strategy there, you know, to secure your dream job, essentially. But what are the sort of out of the box, sort of innovative ways to finding a job, Dan?
I've seen one really cool one, which was interesting. They got the job for sure. They actually got their CV put onto a cake. I don't know if you've seen that one, that kind of going around. So that's not always going to work exactly right, but they sent it into an office, which worked really, really well. The most effective one that I definitely see that everyone can do and doesn't cost anything or anything else, it just takes the right effort. And again, we come back to that strategy. If we look at, and you know this better than anyone, in terms of the internal hiring processes and the bonuses that are put in place for people identifying good quality candidates, mm-hmm. businesses would rather have referrals into them than have to pay for different fees or anything else, or that anything that's going to shorten that recruitment cycle to find the right people. So what people should really be focusing in on is that network, and that network is your net worth. And I say that all the time with individuals, but it's really understanding the value that will bring. It's not always about the value it will bring immediately for you right now in terms of getting a job. That's also a great way, but it's actually who you might be working for in the future, who might be working for you, and or who you could help in the future as well. So one is looking at the common connections in the business that you're applying to, understanding who they are, trying to get introductions to them, to have conversations with them, try and establish relationships with them. And yes, it might seem like it can take quite a while, but it can be quite quick if done correctly. And following that, building up that rapport with people in the right area that could actually be referrals or provide you as a referral into the business, should I say, or support you or sponsor you into the business in some respects. To the HR team, you'll still follow the exact same pathway as anyone else. But the benefit that is, it does help you overcome some of the challenges that might be presented from an ATS or applicant tracking system, might overcome some of the challenges of being an unknown entity to the business. Actually being sponsored in does help you overcome some of those challenges and accelerate your process through the business much quicker. Typically, if there's multiple rounds, it'll help manage that process much easier. But I'm about 30% more effective than actually applying directly. So I've always found that strategy works really, really well. Of course, all the other tools that go with, or all the other steps you need to do as well as this, which is, of course, having the right CV, LinkedIn, et cetera, and being visible on LinkedIn. So if I go or other recruiters or anyone else goes looking for you, they can find you quite easily. Whether that's to do with your CV or your LinkedIn, they're really important. But I think the most effective one I've seen to make sure that you accelerate your process as quickly as possible is definitely building rapport with the right people in the right businesses that could actually sponsor you in, because they're also incentivized on the flip side and from the business point of view to recommend people that are suitable for the right role, and that will actually help you get in the door much quicker.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's that kind of jog my memory as well, where, you know, for many of the companies I was in, if we had two candidates down that final stage, and you know, the first question the hiring manager would ask is, how did we source this candidate? So where did we get these candidates from? And if one of the candidates was referred and the other one wasn't, that was definitely a plus for the referral candidate, right? And actually, there was a kind of common trend in all the companies that I worked at that around 30% of our hires were from referrals. And usually referrals actually stay with a business longer than a non-referral candidate, because they usually tend to be, you know, better candidates sometimes, because someone in the business has put their name on the line and referred that person in, right? So yeah, it's always a plus for you if you have been referred, or as you said, sponsored, which I really like as well. One thing I heard, one very outside the box technique I heard for generating more interviews was that, you know, it can be, you can feel like you're hitting your head against the wall when you're sending emails and LinkedIn messages to potential hiring managers to get interviews. But I had a lady that I was speaking to last week who actually sends her CV in to the hiring manager via post in a gold envelope. Usually that she felt that that got past the gatekeeper. So if you were trying to speak to the CEO of a business, for example, and they had a PA that was screening all their emails, you know, the chance of you getting through to that CEO in an email are quite slim. But actually sending your CV in a gold envelope, she said, generated a lot of interest, and she started to receive calls from these people.
Brilliant.
You know, these things work. Maybe going back to the old way of doing things could actually work in the kind of world we live in.
Definitely does. I think, I mean, who doesn't open a personally written letter? Like, I mean, sometimes you might overlook the printed ones or whatever it is, but someone that writes a personal letter, you'll always open it, whether you engage it or not, like you say, is different. But you're, in terms of getting your CV in front of the right people, it's definitely a win. And secondly, obviously, in that particular scenario, they're obviously getting huge outcomes. So I love it. It's a really innovative. Yeah.
It's definitely an innovative way of doing it, right? Dan, you've shared so many tips for our audience there, which is brilliant, and thank you so much. But what is your top tip for a job seeker right now looking for a job?
I think right now the big thing for me that I talk to people about all the time is you need to combine the right effort with the right strategy. And it's something I talk about regularly. I see so many people putting in massive effort and not getting the right outcome. That's because they're taking the wrong approach. They don't understand, like we talked a little bit earlier on about, what they're doing, why they're doing it. They're applying for roles because they think that's what they should be doing, but not the understanding the value that they bring to that business before they apply is the first step. And I think the right strategy without the right effort, and I've seen this again as well, where people are brilliant, but they're just not committing themselves to following that path, following the process through and putting in that, sometimes that groundwork, again, won't get the right outcome. So it's having that perfect combination between the two and understanding your unique value will make sure that you get the right outcome.
Yeah, I think absolutely. And I think that was a common theme throughout, you know, the strategy, but also the effort there. You know, you hit the nail on the head there that you can have a great strategy, but it's about actually implementing it and, you know, executing it well, which is so, so important. As you said, the perfect combination. Dan, have you any book or podcast recommendations for our listeners?
Well, you touched on a really good one in terms of the examples you're asking about. So that kind of person that's been out for 6-9 months, the negativity can kind of set in, etc. So one of the things I actually found in my own journey that I've really enjoyed was Tony Robbins' Awaken the Giants Within, and that's actually more about the self-talk, the figuring out those different pieces, understanding the actual incredible abilities we all have and how to actually pinpoint those within themselves. So I think for me, that's always been it's something I refer back to regularly, something I give people on a regular basis, and I think that would probably be the most helpful for anyone in that particular scenario as well.
Where could our listeners find that link?
So Awaken the Giant Within, you can definitely find in, I do Audible books, so Audible for sure, but you can get it at any major store as well if you actually prefer the paperback copies or actually physically reading it, any Easons or anything like that.
Fantastic, I'll add the name of it to the bottom of this episode as well. Dan, where can our listeners find you?
So you can find us on our main website, which is www.thecareer-coach.com, or any of our social media channels, which is the Career Coach Official on Instagram or the Career Coach on LinkedIn. I'd be happy to. There's loads of information, loads of insights shared across those platforms, and if anyone has any questions or queries, we'd be delighted to help in any way we could.
Fantastic, Dan. It's been a pleasure to have you on. Thank you for joining me, and I'll add your links to the bottom of this episode as well. But thank you so much. Thank you for listening to The Interview Expert. Make sure to check out our website, yourhire.ie, where you can subscribe to the show and also find out more interview tips and tricks. While you're at it, if you found value in this show, we'd appreciate a rating wherever you get your podcasts. Or if you simply tell a friend about the show, that would help us out too. Owen Murray is available for private coaching. See our website for details at yourhire.ie. Until next time, do good, feel good, and be good.